Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In just a couple minutes, friends, we're going to have our friend Alfonso Rachel. You may know him as from Zonation. 5 years ago, he had outlets, and he's pretty well known out there in the conservative movement. And he went from California now over to Texas, and what we're going to do is get you caught up as to who Zonation is. His name is Alfonso Rachel, and he was in the movie Gosnell. I'll play a little trailer for you before we tee him up here in just a couple minutes. But again, catching up with Alfonso Rachel of Zonation. We'll be with him in just a moment. Folks, check this out really quick. Pfizer CEO calls people spreading vaccine misinformation criminals. Criminals. Wow. This is what they do. This is what dictators do. This is what totalitarians do. This is what the accuser of the brethren and Satan's minions do. Revelation 12:10. They accuse others of what they're guilty of. Just wanted to make clear so we all understood as to what is going on. And just to show you exactly what I'm talking about, Health Impact News just highlighted seniors euthanized by COVID vaccines. Keeping you abreast as to what's taking place here across the country and on a global basis. The science, RFK Jr. said, was never on their side. RFK Jr. dismantles the safe and effective narrative. Again, friends, keep in mind who's capitalizing off of the people on a global basis. Those are the ones that are spreading the misinformation and the lies. Isn't it interesting, friends? I was thinking about this earlier, and I covered this last week, but there's no censorship going on with the mainstream media, just people that make reference to the law and the word of God. Those are the people that they censor. The truth is their enemy, and you better understand that if it's the case, you're in a lot of trouble. So we better get this right. We had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, on both my show and Tim Brown's morning show. And what she basically forecasted and predicted about a year and a half ago, friends, is exactly what's happening today. She said people are going to be falling over dead. Well, that's exactly what's happening. Has anybody been paying attention even to the mainstream media? And notice how all these people that are falling over dead, notice how their ending or the cause of death is unknown. That's how they're ending their narrative. Who's ever seen that before the last 3 years? I don't remember ever seeing that, friends. But that's what they're trying to sell the people. That of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said, every fully jabbed person over 30 years old will have VADs by the end of 2022. You want me to say that again? She was right so far, friends. Is she going to be wrong this time? Every fully jabbed person over 30 years old will have VADs by the end of 2022. That is none other than Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's been right up to this point. Okay? Just wanted to share that with you. And now we have, again, after the fact, Many said representatives on a global basis, not all of them, but some of them, are now picking up the ball and saying, hey, listen, they've been busted for fraud. Look what they've done. I want to play just a little bit of a piece that Tim Brown just sent over to me. And this guy, he is a Queensland senator blasting all those behind the COVID. Listen carefully as to what he called it, the genocide. He said, back at those that are guilty of these crimes of genocide, he said, we're coming from you. We're coming for you. We have the stamina to hound you down, and we, expletive, will. Wow, that's pretty crazy, but he's exactly right. Had the people on a global basis understood this before the pandemic, I'll tell you what, we could have dealt with them before all of this genocide, but people want to wait and see if it's true or not, because they're still believing and paying attention and drinking in the Kool-Aid that the mainstream media and the useful idiots keep filling their cups with, right? Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, okay? So let's go ahead and see what this guy has to say, because I can imagine it's probably pretty good. You ready for this? Queensland Senator.
Data recently revealed in court papers in the United States clearly shows vaccine harm was apparent in the clinical trials that Pfizer, BioNTech and others conducted. This information, if Atagi had bothered to ask for it, should have resulted in a refusal of the application for provisional use. No data was provided to the Secretary regarding individual test subjects, technically anonymised patient clinical data. No independent analysis of the fundamental issues surrounding novel mRNA vaccines was conducted in Australia. None in Australia.
Yep, no testing, friends. They just sold it to you. They took them for face value, and I want to tell you why. Because they sold you out. Luke 22:48. They sold you out for a dime. They didn't even do the test. They didn't even cross-check the product, friends. Why would they? Because they think they're impervious. They believe that they're above the law. And that's how the people treat them. And that's why they do what they do. Let's continue on here with this Queensland senator.
Instead, the secretary took Pfizer, AstraZeneca.
And I want you to pay attention in Queensland. Notice how all the people showed up to represent the people in that particular country. Notice no one's in there except the speaker and the court recorders. Just wanted to make sure you've seen that. That's how many you have actually standing up and defending your truth in the country of Queensland alone.
Dana's word for it. I will say that again. The secretary took pharmaceutical companies' word for the safety of their products. These are the same pharmaceutical companies that have been fined over and over for criminal behavior. AstraZeneca, you 350.
These are the companies that have been what? What did he say here? We need to hear that again. These are the same pharmaceutical companies
that have been fined over and over for
criminal behavior. These are the ones that sold you these new experimental jabs, friends.
Criminal behavior. AstraZeneca, you $355 million fine for fraud, and separately $550 million fine for making unfounded claims about efficacy.
There you go.
Pfizer, $430 million
unfounded
fine
claims
for making unfounded claims about efficacy, and
saying that it works when in fact it doesn't work, friends. It does the opposite of what, as to how they're selling it to you.
$3 billion fine for making unfounded claims about efficacy and for proving and for paying kickbacks.
Paying
this
kickbacks.
Is
that means they were all bribed. See, I know people think that this is all theory, but man, I'm telling you what, pay attention to the people that are falling over because they thought it was theory too. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this hard break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry. sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's where the store is at. Subscribe to that page. Go ahead and check us out on social media platforms. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, Sons of Liberty, S-O-L, the acronym, radio. Subscribe to our live feed on Rumble, sonsoflibertymedia.com again. And again, go over to beforeitsnews.com as an alternate route to go. Concerning social media platforms, that will be found on the top left side of the page as well. Again, if you want to call in, we do have a guest today, Alfonso Rachel. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now listen, what I want to do is I want to show you a little bit of a trailer here of Alfonso Rachel, who we're going to introduce to you in just a moment after this trailer, who was in the movie Gosnell. If you haven't seen the movie Gosnell, take the time to see it, friends, because this is what's going on in this country. And it's some of it is quite shocking, especially if you're not in full of understanding concerning what's taking place in what they call the abortion industry. And let me remind you, which has never, ever been legalized in this country because it violates common law, English common law in this country, God's moral law, the Torah. And so with that said, read Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, right? And if we call ourselves Christians the way that 86% of the American people do, I can tell you right now, if we love God enough out of gratitude and keeping his commandments and dealing with the bad guys, establishing judgment and righteousness within the gate, Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, going backwards there, not a baby in the womb today would have anything to worry about, would they? So let me go ahead and show you this this trailer with Alfonso Rachel, our guest. And I want you to check this out. If you have not seen it, do yourself a favor and go out and check out this movie, friends.
All right, listen up. We are looking for anything that looks like drugs or paraphernalia.
Philadelphia Police Department, we have a search warrant.
Hey,
what is that smell?
I mean, you gotta see this.
This is normal.
I've never been in an abortion clinic before.
You are not gonna believe what I saw last night.
How many?
So far, we found over 30 of them.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report.
Files have been moved recently.
Look at this.
You'll be the prosecutor who went after reproductive rights, and you'll be a racist to boot.
You've got a lot of folk who'd like to see abortion outlawed. And this is not going to be the case that gives them an excuse.
Prosecution has offered you a plea bargain, Dr. Gosnell.
But I would have to admit I was guilty.
I'm not guilty.
When you get to the courthouse, you are going to be swarmed by reporters.
Yeah.
You ready for this, counsel?
Where is everybody?
When was the last time your division inspected Dr. Gosnell's clinic?
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect.
Wouldn't testify in that case about anything. Doubt you'll find a doctor who will.
And you look at the facts, you will see what I see.
An overly zealous Catholic investigator.
Is that what you want to make this about?
Nothing that man did that protects women or children. And you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Better win.
Yeah, great movie, folks. And we took the time to see it. Unbeknownst to us, we had Zoe, our friend out in California, that was a part. He was a show, I shouldn't say a show host, forgive me, a supporting actor in the movie Gosnell. So, again, without further ado, friends, let's introduce our friend, Alfonso Rachel. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I appreciate you jumping on.
All right. Good times, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, okay, so...
Hello, timekeeper. What's up, man?
Oh, well, you know what? We're doing what we're doing, and we're staying the course, and we're keeping our hand on the plow in the process of doing that. We're not resting up. We're let me say it this way: I'd rather burn out than rust out. So we're okay. Living up to the first rather than the second. So in the process of doing that, we, you know, as you well know, Zoe, we got a short amount of time in this life to do the things that we do in that which is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. So with that said, we're some busy little bees over here, and I trust and that you're probably in the same position. But I want to go back again to this movie, because me and my wife and my kids went out and seen this when it first came out, and I think I knew that you were in it, but I got to tell you, when we were watching the movie, Gosnell, I was so impressed with the way that you guys carried that movie through. And without giving ourselves accolade, let me give it to you. You did an outstanding job, my friend. I called you right after I seen the movie. I said that was outstanding. And some of the information, as a matter of fact, in the movie, I'll tell you what, I think I'm in the know with a lot of stuff, but after I seen the movie, I was more in the know concerning the crimes that were being committed against the innocents in the womb during that time. How did all of that start? What was the process like in the movie Gosnell? And what I want to do is I want to make sure everybody watching us today gets out there and they see that movie Gosnell. I think it was that well done.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you so much. You know, what, for one, this kind of stuff shouldn't be a surprise to people. Like, even as a younger person in the Word, we saw where this was going. We know where abortion leads. The Word of God has warned us about this. Just because it doesn't use the specific word abortion doesn't mean that it's something that you're supposed to do. And there's enough context and language in there to speak against it as explicitly as it needs to. And I remember, you know, and like I said, we're speaking against abortion. Like, look, guys, this is not nothing new. You're going to take it to a place where you're going to even say that, well, it's okay to even inflict this upon babies that are born. We're just revisiting times of basically sacrificing children to our, yep, the God of our selfishness,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So in 2013, you know, when the Gosnell story, you know, broke, I was doing my commentary on it with Donation when I was at TJTV. I believe that is how Nick Searcy kind of use that as a vetting process to say, you know, because I don't really have a resume as an actor. My on-screen time is more as a commentary, social, political, and Bible studies, right? So, but Nick feeling that I would be comfortable enough on camera gave me a call, and I was on tour, you know, more or less at the time, you know, with my band, and Nick's like, put a stop to your tour. I'm like, come on, man, you can't stop the rock and roll like that. He's like, come on, man, we're doing this movie. This is an important movie, and we need you to do it. And I was like, Nick, I'm not even really an actor. He's like, you can do it, and we're gonna book you, and we're gonna bring you out here, and praise be to God, man. He gave me what I needed to pull off the role to their satisfaction. I mean, these guys are, you know, they're seasoned actors, man, and they're excellent actors. Yeah. And for me to keep up and be able to play that role, like I said, thanks be to God.
Let me say this though. Okay, again, I'm giving you the accolade. Okay. I was proud of you, dude. I was proud of you. I mean, I walked out of the movie, and I had to pick up my phone and call you right away and say, that was outstanding. Can you do this for me? I truly was proud of you for being a part of that. I don't think anybody that watched that movie would know the difference as if you were a seasoned actor or not. You fit like a glove concerning what was going on throughout that whole movie. Can you kind of share with us some of the content that most might not know? Maybe some of the content that was taking place during the courts as to what's happening to these innocent babies by the likes of a Gosnell or somebody that they might call a doctor in these abortion clinics. Can you shed some light on that, Zoe? Because, again, some of that stuff I did not know, and it really took me back that was actually happening and they were getting away with it.
Indeed, man, and yes, you are right to put those in quotes, doctor. Okay, in the movie, and really quick, lots of folks didn't want to see the movie because they thought it would be too gruesome.
Yeah.
The imagery or whatnot. Let me say to folks, if you still have the perspective, it's not a gruesome movie. There's not these gruesome details, visual details or anything like that. I know it's a tough subject for folks. It's going to be even more tougher if we don't take that cultural stand against it. And there's certain things that we can't be squeamish about. But we didn't. There was a lot of liberties with that in showing those things, even though they are true. There's not an embellishment of truth in the movie. The only liberties that are taken when Andrew Klavan wrote the screenplay, he did write it like a police drama. He wrote it in a courtroom drama in order to make the story flow. But there are no exaggerations or embellishments concerning what Gosnell did, what his cracks are.
Yeah, I got a hard break. Sorry about this. Right when we're getting into it, let's hold that thought. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll get the answer to that. Again, folks, we're talking to Alfonso Racho from Zone Nation, the actor, the supporting actor in that of Gosnell. If you have not seen it, check it out. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News. Bruce Willis' friends fear aphasia linked to injuries the actor suffered when he was hit in the head by a pyrotechnics device on the set of the movie Tears of the Sun back in 2002. As lawmakers get set to vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination Monday, another Republican senator is a no-go.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We have our friend Alfonso Rachel of Zone Nation on with us right now. Also a supporting actor in the movie Gosnell, folks. If you have not seen it, do yourself a favor. Go out and check it out. I was just asking you, Zoe, before the last, the end of the last segment there, as to the details, some of the details that some people may not be made aware of concerning what is actually happening behind closed doors. I mean, even throughout the movie in the court proceedings, it was interesting to note that when the prosecutor was going after those that were responsible for the crimes, I just got to tell you, I was taken back that some of the things that were said were said. And then the second thought was, is how are these people getting away with this all the while knowing that this is happening? What say you?
Indeed, man. And the thing is when Gosnell got busted, it wasn't for the abortion and the manner of how he was doing them. It was because of the drugs. When it was discovered that, he, his staff, unqualified, to administer these drugs, and dealing them on the street, that's when the bust happened. And then they found out how his practice, and they saw, the filth that was in the hospital, blood on the walls, bags of bodies. It literally was body bags on the floor, body parts in the refrigerator for unexplainable reasons. Like, why are you keeping this stuff? And, you know, his excuse was for research, of course. Like, this? It's like, well, yeah. How many samples do you need and all that sort of stuff? So that's when the story broke. And then the manner of how he was conducting his abortions. One of his patients died under his proceedings, that was one of them. And then the manner of how he was executing the children, birthing them, if the partial birth abortion. abortion procedure was botched per se, he still finished the job, if you will. And how he would do that is that he would basically stab the kid in the back of the head and clip their spinal cord. So he was not an abortion doctor per se. He was an executioner.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, some of the stuff that I even heard concerning his method to his madness was that that's exactly right. One of the stories is that one of the babies was thrown into the toilet, and it was still breathing, and the other nurse was told to then take a scissors and jam it in the back of the head of the baby to kill it off. Again, this is just incredible to me that people don't see this for what it is. And folks, if you just joined us, we're talking with Alfonso Rachel from Zone Nation, who is a supporting actor in the movie Gosnell. And one more time, I don't want to spend all of our time on that, Zoe, but I thought it was very well worth it. The movie and seeing the movie, again, it was second to none, folks. Go take the time. Go see what's going on in your country. I do want to say one more thing concerning what I took note of was that the governor of the state was attempting to cover for Gosnell concerning his crimes against those innocent babies. What did that all look like when you guys were putting that together? Did they give you some sort of a download before you guys acted it out to get you kind of in the mood of being indignant towards what they were, you know, saying? Or what did that look like behind the scenes, though?
Well, for me, like I had mentioned earlier, and I want to make a correction, all abortion is an execution. I shouldn't just say that just his practice alone is an execution. It all is. But for me, I was already discussing it. I was doing my commentaries on it back in 2013. So when they started, I had already been familiar with it and had been talking about it and speaking against it. So that was my role in it. In terms of how they prepared the other actors, whether it was crew or the extras, principals and whatnot, I don't know how they had that conversation really. What I do know is that, like I said, there's no exaggeration, there's no embellishment. Yep. The only creative liberties is only putting it in the context of a story to make the movie flow. But other than that, and preparing people for it, like say for instance, maybe like extras and whatnot, they're told, it's like, look, we're going to be showing some pictures. We want a genuine response to what you see. The audience doesn't get to see this information. Like I said, there's no gruesome imagery in the movie or anything like that. But to get a natural reaction, yes, some of the extras were shown these pictures.
Okay, so after World War II, though, it's interesting to note that when the people on a global basis understood what the angel of death, Joseph Mengele, was responsible for, there was an outcry. And it's interesting that when he fled Germany, he went to Argentina, and he became an abortion doctor. They just relabeled it. And that's where he went when he fled. He was sent into exile, and he fled, and he did till the end of his last, his last days. He was on the run. But it's interesting that the American people have taken on that somehow or another that this is normal today, when in fact all the way up until 1973, this thing was, as John F. Kennedy said, barbaric in 1962, and he said it would never happen here in this country. 62 million babies later, look what's happening on our watch, and here's the point, Zoe. It's interesting everybody looks at Adolf Hitler as this monster for killing off 11 to 12 million people. At least that's what we've been told through a genocide, right, through a Holocaust. And yet the American people on their watch have allowed 62 million babies to be murdered. What say you to that?
Indeed. And you know, the thing is, and if I'm going to, I kind of have to call out a party for this. That's one thing about the Democrats, this imagination land that they live in. And it's not all the Democrats' fault. I mean, Republicans on the Supreme Court are the ones who made abortion legal. So that's really sad. I think Rehnquist is the only one who said, hey, actually, I don't think we should do this. But when you have Democrats from all the way back to them establishing the Confederacy using the argument of, well, you know what, blacks aren't people. We should be able to allow do with them what we want, make them property and so on and so forth. And jump to today, they still have the same argument, and they're promoting that in the culture. Well, it's not really a person. Well, according to the DNA and according to the biology and physiology of this, it is its own person. How are you saying that it's not? Well, it's not its own person. Oh, and by the way, I've got twigs and berries, and I'm a woman. You know, so it's like they live in this imagination land, and they're able to sell it. You know, they just sell the lie over and over again, and they are able to pull heartstrings and attach their sentiments to it, and people go along with it. And to try to stand against it, you know, God knows what it's going to take to shake people up and say, hey, these people are shackling you to their fantasy. Don't believe this, you know, but they're masters of manipulation.
Well, it's crazy, and this is a perfect segue into something that I just thought of. Barack Obama, 142 days in Illinois Senate, and he votes over 202 times on making sure that babies are murdered in the womb, understanding that Planned Parenthood is aimed at blacks and Hispanics, right? If you're white, that's okay, too. You know, we're in there as well. By the way, we're all people of color. Just want to make clear on that. I'm white, you're black, big deal. We all bleed red, right? Acts 17:26. But you have a Barack Obama, and then he wanted to make sure after the 200 times that he voted in favor of murdering the innocent in the womb, he voted twice to make sure that there was two different on two different occasions that there was another doctor in there to make sure that if a baby came out alive, it would be snuffed out. And that's the right word, snuffed out, right? Mm-hmm. Going fast forward to Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is on the same track. What are your thoughts about her confirmation concerning Mrs. Jackson in knowing now what we know concerning her stance on what they call abortion once again? What are your thoughts with all that?
Indeed, like you said about Obama, I think that's like my first order of business is to get behind
crazy
abortion.
Craziness.
And now with Ketanji Jackson, and we all know that she has a issue with describing what a woman is.
Yes,
she doesn't mind being celebrated for being the first black woman appointed to the Supreme Court, but I guess everybody else is ready to celebrate that about her being a woman, but she cannot define what being a woman is. And if that's the case, I do not trust her judgment in terms of
yes.
You know, if you can't define what that is, well, how are you going to determine what a woman's actual rights is concerning these reproductive rights that you liberals claim to be champions for?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to make the wrong judgment call, pardon the pun, as far as that goes, too.
Well, remember, too, Zoe, she was also asked, when does life begin? She couldn't answer the question. And when you begin to think about that, it's her job as a judge, Article 3, Section 1, to make reference to Deuteronomy 25, Verse 1. A judge's job is to discover law and apply the laws that God has established in common law in the United States.
Yep.
And she can't do that. And yet they're attempting to confirm her in the face of this up-and-coming generation, which brings me to something that you said earlier about you being a young man. It's interesting because I see this across the boards. I just spent some time at Rick Joyner's church, preached to the college and the high school over there in South Carolina. And one thing I noticed, and I'm not going after anybody, I'm going after the responsibility of those that call themselves Christians in this country. Zoe, I see it as being the young people that at the end of the day are going to have to pay the price if the older generation does not win our freedoms. And that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing today. Do you find yourself in the same position having to do what's been left off far too long in this country?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And this applies both to the citizens and it applies to the judgeship. You have to be able to base these judgments on something. And like, say, for instance, where Ketanji Jackson is, if she's going to interpret the Constitution, on what basis are you going to make these opinions on? And it's your job to render an opinion. You know, and she's being reluctant to give an opinion while she's giving an opinion on other things. So she's very inconsistent. And so if she wants this distinction as a woman, you're not going to celebrate the womanhood. It's like these women, they want to be able to celebrate the ability to cancel the life of a kid rather than, you know, the power, showing the power in raising one. Now, what does that say to the generation right now? This generation right now, I'd have to say somewhere we dropped the ball. You know, we talk about our generation. Oh, man, when we were.
Oh, no. You're. We're okay. I got another hard break. I'm going to hold you over for one more segment, okay? And I want to get caught up as to what Zoe's doing as well. Now in Texas. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you're just joining us, friends, we're talking to Alfonso Rachel, supporting actor for Gosnell. And we were just talking about, well, I actually proposed a question to Zoe concerning the responsibility of the younger generation taking on what the older generation has left them. And the reason I bring this up is because this has been going through me for years. And when you read Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 39, it says, "Moreover, your little ones, which said you should be a prey, were seeing this, were hearing this, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil," they shall go in thither, and unto them I will give it, and they shall possess it. And he said unto the older generation through Moses, "But as for you, turn you and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea until they pass off." So, I was just coming up against a hard break. I got about 8 minutes left on this one. I'm going to hold you over. And if you want to go ahead and finish that thought, let's go ahead and finish that thought, and let's get caught up really quick as to what's going on with Zoe and Zoe Nation.
Oh, thanks, man. Now, what we're seeing today is we look at this generation, we're scratching our heads, going, "Wow, what happened?" And, you know, the word tells us, man, do not provoke your children to wrath, you know, raise them up in the instruction of the Lord. And I haven't seen much, you know, raising up in the instruction of the Lord. And, you know, when you say don't provoke your children to wrath, this isn't just saying, hey, don't make your children mad. Don't provoke your children to wrath means don't raise them up to be something that is going to be offensive to God. Don't provoke them to God's wrath. And we've been, you know, when I hear these, you know, liberals out there selling, you know, loving the earth and we got to save the planet for the future generations and for the children. And I'm like, wait a minute. You guys want the power, the so-called power to kill children. You're the ones canceling their future.
Yeah.
If they're not even born yet, you don't even consider them human.
Yeah.
So from now, we send, you know, too many Americans send their kids to these institutions of godlessness. By the time they're able to hold a book, they're being inundated with this ideology. They're being socially engineered. And unfortunately, like even during the pandemic, man, I'm seeing this all so clear. When I think it was almost like the pandemic was like the best thing that could have happened to the kids because it got them out of the classroom. Right. And then I'm hearing conservatives beat their chest and we need to get our kids back to class.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you sending them to the enemy? You know, they're getting refined and trained on how to tear down the republic, this God-given republic, this nation that
was founded
as well as the God-given rights of man. Why are you sending them, you know, to the enemy? So I'm looking at things like that, and you know, where we are right now, when you have people that are, you know, they're basically out there giving over to witchcraft, out there speaking their incantations with their pronouns, and I'm this and I'm that, and I'm thee and I'm they and whatnot, speaking the language of legion. I'm like, okay, this is where I can't blame them. I have to take responsibility even myself,
Amen.
You know, and say, okay, you know, Lord, what can we do? Guide our steps, Lord. How do we make this? Because the Lord says, hey, I need you to do what the children of the age do. You're going to have to relate it to them somehow, not do what they do, but use their tools. Don't defile yourself in the process. You got to meet them where they are.
Yep.
You know, and figure out how do we do that. And there hasn't been a lot of support in terms of the culture war and the spiritual war that's stirred within it. There's more, you know, more of a demand for what politician is going to come and save us.
Yep, that's right.
While saying government is the problem and not the answer. I'm like, okay, well, why do you keep throwing your money at these politicians?
Yeah.
Why don't you support the cultural effort for those who are trying to help you understand that this is a spiritual war at its core?
Yeah, 86% of those that in this country that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives are the ones dropping their kids off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated. I want you to think about this. There's no nice way to say it. I'm just going to say it. What kind of a fool would take their own children and drop them off to be raised up by their sworn enemies? It's exactly what we're seeing. And the church is called to bring the answers, not the problems. And I think of Isaiah 58:12, where the Bible says that we're to build the old waste place. We're taking responsibility. Here's another question that needs to be posed is, how many times in the Bible did the Lord say, take heed unto yourselves? Take heed unto yourselves. That's the first prerequisite to repentance. Acts 20:21, and the list goes on. And that's what's being overlooked. Everybody wants to just act like it has nothing to do with us, but Scripture's clear that God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. That applies to individuals as well as nations, and we're going to reap this as a nation if we don't put a stop to it, and now it's left up to the younger people in doing so. Zoe, I got probably about 4 minutes left with you. I totally appreciate you, guy. I'm glad you're out there. I know that you moved from California over to Texas. What's going on with you? Let's play catch up really quick with Zoe.
All right. Well, we had to get out of California mainly because, I mean, not only is it expensive to live there, but it's expensive and it's financially and it's expensive spiritually. It's like when you're being forced to pay for the godlessness and the lunacy that's in California. It's like, okay, man. And Bidenflation is hitting everywhere. So it's not like it's a bit of a reprieve on the pocket in Texas, but you know, we're here, you know, just trying to get our groove and, you know, keep the ball rolling. We are released kind of from the California chokehold. So, you know, came out to Texas, you know, try to continue with my productions at Bronze Serpent Media, you know, things like my commentary, the Zoloft, my online Bible study, the Zopium Den.
Are you regaining the loss from being pulled and censored by big tech companies?
No.
Really? Okay.
No. I'm a ghost. I'm pretty much a ghost now.
Okay. So because people don't know that, you know, 5 years ago, Zoe, you were across the boards. Everybody knew who Alfonso Rachel was. And that's why I'm pulling you back out here is because, listen, we need to get that voice out of the wilderness and get it out there where people can be reacquainted with who you are and what it is that you're doing. I know that you're doing some videos still. You said something about working with Bill Whittle. Share with us as to what that looks like and who else it is that you may be working with and on what platforms are you doing so.
Oh, thanks, man. What I'm doing with Bill Whittle is a series called The Virtue Signal. And we're basically making a play on the virtue signals out there. And so we decided, it's like, okay, you know what? if we're going to have to be ruled by, you know, these people aren't going to make us be ruled by their perverted ideas of virtue. We need a clear understanding on what that is. And Bill is kind of like is a recovering atheist.
Really?
And more and more, let's keep him in prayer, y'all, because you know he's seeing it. He's seeing more and more that you know, despite any preconceived notion of what anybody says, there is validity to the Word of God, and he's not going to rule it out. So he's learning, and I sympathize. I was there myself as an agnostic, borderline atheist, and have accepted the Lord as High Priest and King and the Truth. So, you know, and, you know, hopefully he'll come along too, but that's what we're doing with the Virtue Signal, as is. And I also do a show with, Joe Messina called Soul Food Radio. And we answer those questions that people, you know, would bring against the Bible or what, skeptical questions and stuff like that. And we try to give some people, you know, some real food, some real meat.
Amen. As a matter of fact, I got Joe Messina on GCN. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Say hey to Joe for me, please. Yeah.
All right.
I took the time to do it, and now you're partaking with that. What's up with the bands, though? You still doing that?
I'm trying to get my chops right. I'm in California. I'm still working. I'm trying to keep up with you. I'm trying to you know, get those gospel chops, man. That's a whole new level of playing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm trying to get there, man. But 20-pound Sledge, you know, Wincy Funk. I'm the founding member of it, but I changed 20-pound Sledge to Sledge X, and now here in Texas, still working solo, but trying to improve my chops. Changed to Sledge X, you know, mainly because I'm part of, I wanted to make sure that the Word of God is in the name, you know. So Sledge X, think Isaiah 41:15, and putting that X in there to make sure that we see the cross in there. I know, you know, and also because, you know, I'm Generation X also. I'm part of Generation X, so that kind of thing.
What are your websites that we can all go to check you
out? Yeah, anything is about what I'm trying to do to get out there and rock gospel, man, is at bronzeserpentmedia.com.
Bronzeserpentmedia.com.
Yes, just
that's right.
John 14-16.
Okay, cool. Well, let's do this. Let's just put this invitation out there for you right now. You're on about 155 cities right now, and I don't know how many other networks, television productions that you're on right now, but there's going to be a lot of people listening to you. Zoe, if you want to give us your content to put on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we'll pick it up and we'll keep it out there for you. Whatever we may do in process of helping you and getting your voice out there again, getting people reacquainted with you, because again, 5 years ago you were just as common as I was as far as, you know, everybody knowing the name out there. And you know what, we need help. We don't need to throw our brothers under the bus and forget about them. No, let's get those guys that have been beaten down, whatever the case might be, or excommunicated because of censorship, let's get them back in the mix and get them in the fold and do what we can do. Because, Zoe, at the end of the day, I believe that we can do this. But we got to stay in that fight and leave the results up to God. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, man. And that's what it is, man, to be in the army of God and be in His service, man. So that's what we want to do. If we want to save America, which we can't do. America's already been saved. It's our job to report of salvation.
Amen.
You know, if we do that, we'll be right on.
Amen. Thank you again, brother. I thank you. And, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow on sonsoflibertymedia.com, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. See ya.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.